Okay. So we're holding over here, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, like 8 lines from the bottom. Truknin chayavim b'chala. Truknin is chayav b'chala. We don't know what truknin is, the Gemara is going to explain. V'chi asa, yavin amud b'chanan, truknin p'tuim min achala, truknin is part of him chala. That's my truknin. They made a hole in the oven, and they put in their water and flour, and therefore it was blila raka. Blila raka means like marble cake. It's a marble cake as normal, right? It's a pouring, so that's blila raka. That we do not take challah on. A lot of times I get a phone call. So how much should I take off that? Well, what do you want?
How are you
going to
take it?
Yeah, no, you can put it in a cup. But that's not, we don't take challah. It's mekitza. So that's kuva da'ara. You're mixing the flour and the water in this hole of the kiri. Vama baya terisa, p'tura min achala, my terisa, ikadami gvil mirsach. Some say it's gvil mirsach. What does that mean? That you put flour and water in a kli, and you mix it with a spoon, and then you pour it. That's like we said, blila raka. Ikadami, nahamu de indika, bread from the Hindus. What is that? That they bake it on a shpud, like, you know, imagine where they make, what's it called? They cut meat on it.
Shawarma.
Right? So you make it like such a piece, and you put the bread on it, and you keep on filling oil with it. You always, or bayim, or shemen. So that's what type of bread is it. Vikadami, lechem, ha'asuya lekutach. Lechem that was baked in the sun, not in the fire, not in the oven. One place says it's part of chala, one place says chayiv. The Masmi Tani time over there, it says the reason that what Yudaim and myself, my chichan Allah, the ma'isim ha'mechiach, which means asan ka'avim. If you made it nice, if you made it like a nice cake, so you braided it chveis, so then chayav, and then because then you megalad das that you want it like bread, kilamudin pturin. If you made it like a piece of stick. So then you're not makbid on the way it looks. So you're not makbid on the arisa. So therefore, you're potter from challah. So it depends how you make it, what your matar and the making is. Very interesting thing, no?
Yeah, but we are, but our Italian bread and regular loaves do not make fancy. It's still, because it's thick.
Right? Yeah.
But you're insinuating that you're using it for a different purpose.
Right.
No.
No, I'm saying the Gemara's reason over here, kilamudin, is because it's not meant to be bread.
It's not exactly.
Oven is just means like thick. Oven means, or it means flat, as opposed to flat. Nisar means like it's flat.
Oh, nisar, not oven. Oh, oven. I know it's a oven.
No, Rashi says.
Oh, ka'oven means not thick. Ka'oven means it was made nicely. It was braided.
Nisar means that it's
just like a plain blood.
Not thin.
No.
It's actually machlokes supposed to be thin. Or is enough.
Yeah, but Rashi was saying. Amalei Abayli Rav Yosef, Hai Kuva Da'ara. Mai Mevorchen Alei. So, what's Kuva Da'ara? Yeah, what is it?
That you had a hole in the oven.
Yeah. We said that there was a hole in the oven and you put flour and water. Why is it, mixing it in there?
Why is it any different? Why is it flour and water? It's not like marble cake. Marble cake, we said earlier, is
not because it's very liquidy.
Why is it liquid?
No, first of all, when you're putting flour and water, it doesn't just... If you're putting it in the pot itself, it doesn't become thick right away.
I mean, you're not giving it time to...
Right, to rise also, right. But anyways, this is talking about that it's not thick. So, my mevachal, amalei mitzav and amu? You're going to tell me it's bread? Gubla ba'almu, it's a regular mix. It's a regular kibble. And you only make a bayim in the mezainis. You make a bayim in the because it's flour. Mazutra kava sudasila. Mazutra was kaveya suda on this kuva da'ara. And ubir chaleh ha'maitzlech v'na'aretz b'shalish bracha. So he benched. He made a bracha ha'maitzlech v'na'aretz and he benched. So he argued. Not he argued. Over here, since he was kaveya suda, even though really he held that it's a mezainis, but if you kaveya suda on it, pass it by the kistin, you end up making a bichsa mazl.
That's without a shear. Just saying, I'm
kaveh suda.
You need a shear.
No, if I need a shear, whatever the shear is, he's eating the shear. But since it's kaveh suda, he's making that part of his ikas suda. So maybe the
chayra. If it's kaveh suda, you need more than a bayah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ma be vashiv. Adam yitzvah and chadasav be Pesach. Not only if you kavei a suda, you make a mitzi and you make a bechsa mazon, you can also be yitzvah matzah with it. My time a lechem ayni kinyan be. It's called lechem ayni, and therefore the yitzvah matzah. Vama ma be vashiv. Okay, so that we're done with that. Now zokti ma vayte. Hay duvsha de tami. The dvash of a tamar, of a date. Which means you're not eating the date itself, you're eating the dvash that came out of it. So that's Zeya Ba'alma. My time is Zeya Ba'alma. It's like sweat, it's like something which comes out of the pre, it's not the pre itself. So Mela, you don't make a bari pre eats on it, you only make a shahakal.
What do you do with the pasuk? It says dvash. Dvash means dvash tfarim. Zayminim. So if you don't make a zayminim, what do you make a
good shayla. Good shayla. Very good shayla. What do you want to say? Yes. What do you
mean? Okay. So according to the Shita, this flash is Maya.
Right.
It's just what comes out by itself. Right. You didn't squeeze it out.
Right.
And according to Machlokes Taisus from the Shulchan Aruch, some learned like Taisus Mashma.
Okay.
That if you destroy it, then it's no longer a tamar if you squeeze it out completely.
Yeah. So Taisus is very, this is a very wichtige Taisus here, the Gabe Stam, the Gabe, there's brach of shahakel in it. But akoponim, the Gemara is telling you now that dvash that comes out of a tamar is something that just without, let's say, squeezing it or whatever, the cheshbon is that stam and shahakel, that's a zeyah ba'am. So Gemara, come on. Who's this like? Yehai tonim, it's like this tana, the tana we learned in the Mishnah, dvash tamarim, v'yayin tapuchim, dvash of a tamar, yayin tapuchim, v'chaymet svoinis. Vinegar, yayin that comes out of tapuach, of an apple, and chaymet svoinis, vinegar that comes out of grapes that aren't completely ripe. V'shame peyesh al truma. So if you ate this from truma, Rebbe Leza mechayiv kem v'chaymish. Rebbe Leza says it's regular truma, that if you eat it b'shege, you chayiv kem v'chaymish. That's Rebbe Leza. Rebbe Shua paita. Rebbe Shua says it's zeh ba'alma, therefore, it's not the etzem pri, and you're not chayiv. You're not chayiv kem v'chaymish. So now, what comes out? So who are we going like? So this Tana holds that it's zeh ba'alma, obviously holds like Rebbe Shua, that it's not the pre itself, it's zeh ba'alma, and therefore, if you're going to eat it, truma, you're not chayiv like you're eating the pre, you're not chayiv in kem v'chaymish. Fine. And that's why we say, like orange juice, apple juice, it's not the pre itself. So you make it a shahakal, you don't make eitz.
Is there enough kamina between shiva saminim and regular fruit?
No.
Orange juice is a big machlokes.
Yeah, we spoke about
because
that.
Because it's all good, maybe.
Yeah. We spoke about that, yeah. Zokti ma vayit amalu mi abanim li rava. Trima ma'u. He asked him, what's the halacha of trima? What does trima mean? Trima means something which is squashed. It's not completely, dissolved or whatever, merusik. It's not completely grounded. It's cautious. So now,
texture.
So what? Yeah. So ma'u. Like an applesauce, let's say. Lo'ya v'adayte. So the Rabbanan asked Rava, what's the bracha with trima? Rava didn't know what they were asking. Yasir Ravina kamei the Rava. So Ravina was sitting in front of Rava. He heard the shayla. So he said, "Amalei the shumshimika amit." Are they discussing about sesame seeds or seeds to take out the oil from it? Are the kurtimika amit? Or discussing this karchaim that you crush it and you put some wine into it? Oy, the purtzinika amit, or they're discussing, you're squashing grapes to put in it some chatzanim to make some fermented, right? So he says, I don't know what they asked me a question of terima. They didn't tell me anything. They didn't say what type of food were they handling b'cha. Ad the hachi v'hachi, ask a Rav l'daitis. And meanwhile, Rav realized he chapped, amalei, oh, I know what. Chashilta v'adika amrit. They're asking about chashilta. What's chashilta? So at Kata Milsi, we're going to see. And I reminded myself of Hod Amar Avasi, Hai Tamri Shal Truma, Mutalasis Men Truma, Vasalas Men Sheikh. This Tamarim of Truma, I'm allowed to make out of a Truma, but I'm not allowed to make out of a Sheikh. Why am I allowed to make out of Truma? Because you're not allowed to be mafsid food of Truma. So therefore, Truma is still considered the food, to be balanced, still consider the food, I'm allowed to go ahead, and it's not called a hefset. Masha'enkein, sheikha, I'm grinding it completely. That's called a change, and that's called, I mean, mafsid oichel, and that's awesome. So what do I see from here? I see that treatment you make a bayah
priates. Because it's still the same.
Still the same, exactly.
Even though it's worth more, it's called mafsid, because the ikka priates is
That's what I made for. So therefore, you mevatel the ikka priates. So mela, so too over here, you'll make a bayah priates. Tomorrow that you made a treatment, you're allowed to make a bayah priates. My time, not you're allowed, you're supposed to. My time, it's still within its...
Still called
it's,
a
tama. Yeah. And that's the halacha. He was asking about a tama, and he answered him that it's taka. He realized that that's the answer, that it's still called a tama. Yeah. So to my vaita.
The other things that he asked him, are you talking about this? He didn't answer.
Yeah.
So what's the halacha on the other thing?
Anything that it's still nekeda pri, we still make the bracha, like applesauce or anything like that, or even it's negeya potato kugel, anything we spoke about is that anything that's negeya that you still see the tzuris hapri, you make a bracha, the bracha stays.
Everybody holds
you make
a eitz and applesauce?
What?
Everybody holds you make a eitz and applesauce?
If it's nicker, not if it's nicker. The jars, what they have in the jar is not nicker.
What is nicker?
And there's pieces.
So that is that? What does Rav mean by pieces? Tiny, what children eat?
No, that's not called pieces.
That's your hakel.
That's your hakel.
It's just like kumpet. You see the full apple. You see a full apple.
No, you have big pieces.
Not big pieces. Whatever.
Peanut butter is the same thing.
What do you
think? I don't know what that is.
You don't need it.
Peanut. No, chavash is. So apples was. I know that doesn't look like apples.
Right. Exactly. Peanut butter might be something else. Peanut butter might be that most peanuts are made for peanut butter. More peanuts are made for peanut butter than people eating peanuts. That's a peanut butter. The mice
get. Why?
Look at the mitzvahs. Yeah. How many people eat? You know how much peanut butter. Go to school.
Okay, but I'm sure a lot of peanuts get eaten around the world also.
So that makes I'm it, saying, but that's where it makes the bracha.
Yeah, because that's how it's planted for. If the nakuda is, that's what it's planted for. That's really the nakuda. That's part of the nakuda. So therefore, if it's planted for peanut butter,
more oranges used for orange juice than for oranges.
That's a big shaila. Today the vineyards we spoke about.
Right,
the
there's something that designated for that.
Not the vineyards. Sorry, the juice for
orchards.
Allah had you made for that.
Right, but there's plenty of...
But we don't make it.
You don't make
the problem it. Is that they planted them in Brazil a while back to because of the frost. So those are the only for oranges. And that's what most of the oranges are. And even
that's what
he's asking.
Florida, they don't make oranges?
They make oranges.
Florida knows,
right? Yeah, but so there's also oranges, regular oranges.
So why... If that's the
law,
then we're
going to
do it.
So, that's a good child. So, you have Tosis Tayats. One of them, the Tayats, is that by Shti, you always make a shaka. Something that you drink, you would not pass another, but we use that for a tzir. Something that you drink, you always make a shaka. So, chutzman, but I got it. But obviously, Shemin Zai is not. Okay, it's not so partial what's going on. I mean, this is not.
Orange has a different sticks problem.
It's involved because you have to learn for a Seder.
Orange could be argued. It works in Mifka Pocket, I'm doing the orange. So the point is, the orange is like grapes. The orange juice are like juice of grapes, that the wine.
Akapanim, these brachas, don't switch brachas because now we're learning, I'm saying you're learning quick, but peanut butter happens to be a good child. People do eat peanut butter plain. That the paiskim, there are many paiskim because over there it's not shtir. We're trying to say that. You want to use the taste of a tziv, so orange juice and apple juice, even let's say that the goyim uses this as a tziv, the orange juice and apple juice, even if, you know, it's planted for it, but you have other tziv from why to make a shaka, but peanut butter, which has a thickness to it, so over there, a lot of places can hold that it doesn't lose its bracha, and it stays a bayi, a pri.
Even if it's creamy.
Adam, yeah.
Even if it's creamy.
Peanuts is the only nut that you make adam. You know that? Why?
Because it's not a tree.
It's a pea.
So how about the one peanut butter with pieces in it?
No. That's a tayyiz batsim.
Well, that doesn't help?
No, that doesn't help. That's because those pieces are bottle. That's a joke.
That's what you say it's nicker, just like you said here.
That's not nicker. That's like you're throwing in a piece of peanut. It doesn't make it nicker.
It's like orange juice with pulp.
Right. People think the orange juice pulp is automatic. It's not true. It might be more of a svara, but it's not like, okay, so they make adama. Because the ikka is not... The
that thing is
for a crunch. It's not really what I need is the cream.
Does the Rav think that maybe some foods shouldn't be eaten? Hashem gave us all these foods to be eaten. Right?
I think it's 1,000%. I think it's the crumster thing that people say that my grandfather ate strawberries. I eat strawberries. How can it be that the Baruch Hashem punishes me? Because the Baruch Hashem planted it. We don't deserve it.
No, that wasn't what I'm asking. I've had if there's worms, of course. But I'm saying, is there a mahalach that maybe
should...
Yeah, maybe if you don't know what the bracha Hashem gave us, obviously it is the right bracha to be made over here.
Right.
Should I start from eating certain things?
No.
I always eat it with other things.
Make other brachas. You have to know when to make other brachas also. If you're going to take a cup of water and make a shakal, that's wrong. But I'm always worried about it. I wasn't. Before I started on the Ketz Vachon, many years ago, so I went to Shlomo Miller. He was in Lake when I sat, not before middle. And like, everything is telling me like, okay, so this, I have my brachas plate. I'm like, so why did I come to you for? Like, everything you tell me, like... But I saw Shlomo Miller is the place, you know, from the biggest place from today. I'm like, I saw from him that, you know what, some things are just hard. And just, I'm not saying to do that. You have to be mishugan to do it. I don't mean mishugan. If you're coming in, okay, everything, you run into the closet. But if you don't make a thing of it, you just do it on your own. That's what I do. I'm saying, I'm always looking for things that, you know, mezainis is always, I'm always complicated mezainis. It's always, you know what I mean? Kosher Yeshbai is very complicated.
With worms, you know, people make a mistake. It used to be, 100 years ago, everything was wormy. And the halacha was, if it didn't go out, stick its head out, you're allowed to eat. Once it sticks its head out, it's different. So they used to be, we're more mephonic, so we're mocking on the worms inside. Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, okay. People are very mechal on worms, it's not a joke.
How tacky did we manage 100 years ago?
They didn't pesticides. Pesticides bring
worms.
That's
what caused the...
Caused worms also. It's a big thing that causes worms.
What happened to us is they banned DDT. DDT used to get rid of it all.
Oh, yeah.
Now they have other pesticides that don't work as well.
Okay, Zakhtar Mavaita. Shasisa. What is that? So Rashi explains it's a meichel that's made out of... They roast the kemach. That they roast the while it's still shibalim, they roast it in the oven and they make kemach out of it.
Rashi other places says that they eat the honey also.
Yeah. That's what you make out of it. You're not eating the kemach itself. You add honey in it. You're making your kechts out of it.
Rav says, here
it's thick. You bow the stick, so you make a bayin mezainis. Here it's raka, it's fluid, it's liquid, it's thin. So zaktimah. So what? What's the chiluk? Ava lachila avdila, raka lerefu avdila. Ava, it's made to eat, so it's still in its status. So mele, you make a mezainis. Raka is made for refua. They grind it down. It's raka, so it's made for refua. So therefore, you make a shahaka. Masa Rabbi Yosef is shavin shabayushin es ashtus b'shabes shtus shisa. So you let it be baychashit. You let it mix it with a right together with a spoon to mix it well. V'shaisin zaysim amitzu. You let it go ahead and drink zaysim amitzu on Shabbos. What zaysim amitzu? Before b'sach b'sachem. What is that? Some type
like
of
cheat.
What?
Like a cheat.
A cheat.
No, I said I could cheat.
Oh, no, I wasn't looking there. No. Yeah. Rashi over here doesn't explain it. It's some type of juice, right? So he's talking to Gemara.
They bring down the Rashi himself.
Yeah, you have it?
I don't have the Rashi.
Some sort of medicine.
Yeah. No, it's not really a medicine. It's some type of drink. But people drink it for medicine. So now, because Mavisal Kedaita. So 1 second. So you're allowed to do this on Shabbos, right? You're allowed to be baychish the shtus b'Shabbos and eat it and drink it or whatever, and you're allowed to drink this type of juice. These hakatayt lechrefuah for kamechavin. If you're telling me that again, here we're talking about shtisa. Shtisa, we're telling you make your shahaka, right? That was his halacha. He said if it's ovid, if it's raka, it's refuah kaavdi, and you make a shahaka. Like the Gemara, if it's refuah kaavdi, refuah b'Shabbos mishari is a mutter to do refuah on Shabbos. Not take medicine on Shabbos. Right? So how could you tell me? So what's going on over here? Obviously, it's not the refuah. So if it's not, the whole teretz was that it's nafkamina, if it's raka, it's refuah, you make a shakal. If it's ova, it's not refuah, you make a mezainis. In fact, the Gemara, it can't be. you don't go ahead if it's for refua. It should be also on Shabbos. No, okay.
No, but it seems like it's not a full-fledged refua.
Oh, that's the most sense. So the more.
Tzernigay for us, no? Halach lemaisa.
I found the Tzernigay, yeah. It's like the more. I'm like, bye, bye, Tisbio. You don't have to explain about Tanan, Kala Eichlim, Eichel Adam Refu B'Shabbos. A person can eat Refu B'Shabbos. Kala Mashkin, all drinks, Shaisa Ad Shaisa. That means if you're eating cabbage because you have a cold and you feel cabbage is Refu, I'm not allowed to eat it. So if you take a tati, you really take it for your sore throat, but you're allowed to drink it because it's a Mashkin. Elamai Zachamema, Gavad Achilika Machavan Achanami, Gavad Achilika Machavan. What am I going to say? That it depends if the gav is lachilik amachavin. So too over here, we're saying even though it's a fuah, but the gav was lachilik amachavin. Ikadami.
So the primary reasons have to be for food.
Right. So even though, so we're saying that that's why it's mutter to take on Shabbos. But a vile it's a fuah, and therefore you make a shakal.
So ex-lak, talk of the ex-lak, allow take it, looks like an eichel.
I don't know what ex-lak is.
No, they use it for constipation. It's a special chocolate.
Is but it's made for food. It's not.
Why does it help
mashka?
That it looks like food?
I don't know what I'm saying. It's a mashka. People
think it's chocolate.
But it's lahedim made not for oichel. It's lahedim made for mashka, right? No, avada.
A kof chop of avada what?
Don't make a bracha. It's lahedim made for food, right?
No, but the heaven ones that taste good.
Yeah. Taste good doesn't make a bracha.
My kids eat this candy. Ludens.
I don't know what this is. Toms don't make a bracha.
Stand.
Tums is very good.
But candy, Ricola candies, people will eat it for the sake
of
the
parents. That's what you call a cold chop, Ricola candy? Oh, that's a regular candy. I'm not a cold chop. Cold chop, I thought it's not kosher.
Maybe other brands are not kosher.
They're actually fine, so that's a Ricola. It's a regular candy. That's a joke. That doesn't happen for cough.
The special chocolates that's made for constipation. You know,
I have no idea what you're referring to. Chocolate?
It looks like it, I think. I don't know.
It's made for four?
Yeah.
Understand.
You're not going to eat it unless you have
to eat it. You're not going to eat it for constipation. We call this kids eat. Men eat the whole time. It's good taste. I like Ricola very much. A bit of hash, but yeah.
Finish good?
I think, yeah. They have someone from England. Find out who it is. Switzerland. No. Some of them have the sticker, some of them don't.
They all checked out.
Oh, you checked it out?
Don't rely on it, but all of them, and all recalls in America have that hash, I think.
They have cough stuff, they have an OUD.
They have an OUD?
You're talking about Ludens. Yeah.
There's something else.
They just took off the D.
What?
It's by counting them. Okay, normal, the guy that these candies, they make you cough more. So listen. Candies are never good for a cough because candies make phlegm.
My grandmother used to say that cold, if you're warm, don't drink. If you're hot, don't drink cold drinks. Drink warm drinks.
She's right. That's what it is. Candies do not help for cough. There's no such thing because candies have to make phlegm. It helps. For the only thing it helps if you have a sore throat.
It soothes it.
But the etzem itself, it's terrible for a cough. Okay.
What's the halacha lemaisa about refu on Shabbos? Can we get a quick answer?
Oh, this is very
helpful. A 30-second
people
answer?
People are very, very makel. And they don't realize that it's mamash chama. There are things that, you know, it's very complicated. I'll tell you where it's very negay is when a lady's taking her mini pills over there. That's where it's very negay. Because over there, it's completely for a four, and it's not even a four. It's not nefil mishka b'chal. That means you need nefil mishka. If a lady, if a person's going to go out and fall asleep, is going to go into bed and mamash can't move, so then you can take tall, fine. But the shayla is... But we take so many today with the pills out there, and Yehudah mentions Meshigah, so they're taking pills for every Nairish, I think, and it's not Nefil HaMishkov, so the whole Heta was not Nefil HaMishkov. So then you have to come out to a Heta that Sakana Seva, but it's not Sakana Seva either. You have to come out to a Heta that if you won't take it, if you're not going to be able to take it for 30 days straight or 7 days straight, then it's never going to work. Let's say you're taking strep medicine, yeah? So you take it for 4 days, well, you're not anymore. But the chat is that if you're always going to say that, you're never going to get out of it.
Die from it.
Right. Okay. Okay, it's not good to go into a food if it was a cancer sugya. But people, Tom's the master, Belsky told me, a chiddush, he said it's a cancer fascist if you don't take it.
What is he old about a headache with Tom?
No, he was machmir. But Tom's, he was very makel. Tom's, what a person should do if he needs Tom's, he should take it before he used to chant. That's another type
of
thing.
So you don't need it.
So you're not taking retina for a fool. It's a preventative. That's what it's motive. You know that, Hatta? Whatever, it's a whole...
So he shouldn't, if that's the case, let him not eat the child, then he won't have to take the medicine.
You have heartburn? You have heartburn?
No.
No, you never have heartburn?
I take Tums maybe once or twice a year during the week.
Well, you're lucky. Okay.
Okay. No, my wife makes sure I don't eat too much of the stuff. I
of what?
She doesn't see what you do here.
What does your wife make sure?
I don't eat stuff I shouldn't be eating.
Really? So we should bring her here?
She lets you go to Bristol still?
Well, I always bring her back stuff, so she just yells too much.
Okay, she cares for you, no?
She cares for the
master. Yeah, okay. Exactly my right. Okay, we got to finish, yeah? I'm going to Israel soon. Yeah, okay, Zakta Gemara. Lishach, you know, the same type of thing. Elamaya Saklamema. Gavaka Chilim, Chamru, Rifu, Kamelakava. Hachanam, Lachilu, Kamacham, Rifu, Melakava. Vitzricha. The Rav. Mashmul, the Rav, the Gizza. That we need to have that, even though we said this halacha, we still need Rav to tell you that you make a shahaka. The Imahai. If it's from there, if it's from this Hilchus Shabbos of Refuah, have a mina lachila kamachavim Refuah melech have. The reason why it's mutter is because it's lachila kamachavim Refuah happens by itself. Avalacha kibun lachila Refuah kamachavim. But over here, we intending when you're eating the shisa, you're intending lahedit here for Refuah. Lo levechale klal. You would think that you should make a bracha b'chlal. Kamashlam kibun this la'anom inay. Since you have an oh boy brucha, you have to make a bracha.
We learned this Gemara for halacha. When it says mechaber, it means mechaber. People think that
mechaber.
It appears like that.
Yeah. Zok to my I'm passing make a mitzi. Tana bar ma'away. What do you say? A mitzi lachem inaretz. And mechemi am a mitzi lachem inaretz. Mitzi means it was. We'll see in the Gemara that it was already done. It was already taken out. It wasn't. How mitzi might not mean that. Zok to my amir. The mitzi kula amalei. Please, if you say mitzi, everyone agrees the afik mashma that you took it out already. The chesiv kel mitziyam mi mitzayim mitziyam. The Rebbeinu Shlom took us out of mitzayim. Keep ligi ba hamitzi. What's hamitzi? Rabbanan tzavi hamitzi the apik mashma. Rabbanan hold that hamitzi means that he took us out of it. The chesiv hamitzi lecham mayim mitzuah chalam. She took out water from the rock. Rabbi Nachman says hamitzi the mapik mashma. He will take us out. Shem hamitzi is eschem itach chesiv is mitzayim. He is going to take you out of the chesiv mitzayim. Rabbanan, what do they would do with that? It says Hamaitzi, Hamaitzi Mashma. This passage Mashma, you will take out. Who achi kamalu? Kuch bichud yisol. This is what the kuch bichud yisol. Kad mefikinu luchum, avdinu luchum milsa. When I take you out, do something. Kehechad yadisu. That I know the Afkis yaschami mitzrayim. That I'm the one. Make a zeichem. That I'm the one that took you out of mitzrayim. So we also means the chesiv yidatim kinei shem lekechem Hamaitzi. Hamaitzi yaschami mitzrayim. So therefore. So you see that Hamaitzi means, to be kitzur, Rabbanan hold Hamaitzi also means that it was taken out. So again, Hamaitzi, zicha works. Hamaitzi is better bracha. Just Hamaitzi, hasn't it also, Rabbanan held that it also means he took it out.
So why wouldn't Rabbanan say
Hamaitzi? Oh, so Mishtabcha le Rabbanan le Abzeria. Oh, no, what? We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Don't worry about it. Tomorrow, let the guy, he's not going to hit him.
Maybe
yeah.
I shouldn't come.
No, I should come. Yeah, you have to be here. Mishtabcha le Rabbanan le Reb Zeira at Bar Reb Zvid ach vua de Reb Shimon Bar Reb Zvid de Adam Gadalu ubaki bebrachas. They mishabech in front of the Rabbanan, in front of Reb Zeira, that they told him that Reb Shimon Bar Reb Zvid was a chashav yid. He knows achas brachas. Amaleim l'kshiyava, see, they told him when he comes l'kshiyava liyadcham aviyu, bring him to me liyad. I want to speak to him. I want to see ubaki bebrachas.
How come doesn't bring down his name? He says the brother of the king give him his name.
Because we'll see that he said that it wasn't so big. Right. Zimnechad ekloy legabe came to him. Afikule rifta took out a bread. Pasach v'ama maitzi. He wanted to test him. Wanted to see does he know taka such a baki? He said maitzi. I'm a zel shayim alvagad and gadol baki v'brachas. He's so great. Bishlami ama maitzi. If he said a maitzi, he was taking a risk. I see a chiddush in him. Ashmina time. Ashmina delchasa. I see that he has a reason. Explain the pasuk, and he passed the dilkas of Kabbam. Now the Amma Maitzi, Maika Mashmalon. It's a penalty gezachdus. He wanted to do what he held the halacha is. Yeah, but he's telling you, show me a kunz. Show me a kunz. The Yudah of Afukin Hashem Punti. He did it to take himself out of the machlekes. The dilkas of Hamaitzi Lachem Noetz, the halacha is Hamaitzi Lachem Noetz, the Kamil Kabbam, the Ami, the Afik Mashman. So, even though it's a Taisis bothered, even though Maitzi is definitely better. Everyone agrees. So the Tosfos from Yerushalmi that in order not to mix up with the Oseus. Ha'olam Maitzi. Mem. Like we said in Krishma, you have to be makbid on those things. And then Tosfos says over here also, it's a Kenegah the Pasuk. Of Matzmiah, Chatzal, Behem, Vesel, Vedis, Adon, Lezach, Vedis, it's 10 words, whatever, Kapen. That's where you're supposed to hold the bread with 10 fingers. Then my back, Valley Yorkus, Oymen. Oype Adam. Zakimog, Tony, Yorkus, do me the pass. Yorkus, we say, but on pass, you make a mitzvah lachman arts. Yorkus, do me the pass. Not pass, understand it, just like pass. That was switched through fire, which means you baked it. After Yorkus, not understand it, you make its bracha.
What does that mean?
You make a Vayipei Adam, it doesn't lose itself with...
Because you cooked it.
Cooking doesn't lose its bracha. Cooking vegetables doesn't lose its bracha.
Cooking made the bracha for
pass. Pass. So
cooking doesn't make the bracha for yeah.
It doesn't lose it. Okay.
That's what Gemara is telling us then?
Yeah.
That if you cook vegetables, you have the same bracha?
Yeah.
He says,
here we see Shlokas Mavachim Lehem Vayipei Adam. Shlokas, you make it in a bay pi adam. Dosh, from here we see, Dosh of Chizim Shema Beinu Manu Rav, Shlokas, you make it in a bay pi adam. Shlokas means cook vegetables, you make it in a bay pi adam, and we say, Yad Meretz Yisrael. We say, Yad Meretz Yisrael, Manu Ula, Mishmei, Dab Yechonam, Shlokas, you make it in a shakin in a dvar. That they said that you make a shakin in a dvar, and I am a kosher, tchilas a bay pi adam, if it's within its state, you eat it raw, you make a bay pi adam, shalka, shakin in a dvar. If you cooked it, then you make a shakin v'vayah, it goes down in bracha. V'chol shet chilas a shakin v'vayah, if it's an original state, you make a shakin v'vayah. Right. If you originally say you made a shakin v'vayah, shalkai, if you cooked it, you make a bayah p'yadam. Now, Zakimah, what's the case? Vishlam v'chol shet chilas a shakin v'vayah, if, when the mashallah, onion, you can't eat it, so it grows from the ground. If without cooking, you make a shakin v'vayah. So shalkai, bayah p'yadam, so I'll find you a case, v'shkachas lo v'kava v'silka v'kara. Cabbage, silka, kara, so these things.
Beef,
right? And squash. So over there, you eat raw squash, cucumber, you make adama. Squash, you can't eat it, it's not good when it's not cooked. So therefore, you make a shahakal raw. Yeah. Onion, raw onion, you make a shahakal. Things that are raw that you can't eat.
Why? Like, onion rings, you don't make a shahakal. What's well, it's not raw.
Right? It's not raw.
Yeah, but if you put the raw onions into your salad, you mix it in, it's still adama.
You don't eat it by itself, because you're eating it together with the salad. You don't make onion, raw onions. I had one guy that once, when I was a bachi, he was going to pay $10 for the whole onion. I fed the guy was mamish. Okay. So, bekitza, he ate like an apple. Yeah. Bekitza.
$10.
Yeah, but then he blotched. The kids
are
nice.
Are there things that are totally endorsed for the person's dog, like lemons? There are people that take lemons and eat them, and there's a lot of people that don't want, wouldn't do that. Is it totally in the person then?
No, it's telling them what's normal to eat. The lemon, that's a good shot, a lemon. If you eat a raw lemon,
you squeeze it out, but the lemon's better if you put it into your tea.
No, but he's saying if the guy eats it, there are people that can do it. Yeah, you should make a shot. Oh, no.
I mean, I don't do it. I don't have that
child. They sell different kinds of lemons.
There are people that eat
lemons. People do it for health purposes.
There's different kinds of lemons. There's different kinds of lemons. So the lemons that they eat raw is a special.
Okay, if it's in the game. Let's think about it more. Okay.
So if you eat a little food, then you shouldn't make any broth at all.
Right. Maybe someone got used to it. Really?
It has every, yeah.
I know. Radishes people eat raw. That's not so bitter. That's not so.
I know broth in this one, but that's right.
El kosher tchilasa b'yepi adama, shalke shahak alechem shkachas. So where do you have something that you have b'yepi adama, then you cook it, shahak alechem nachem v'yitzim shkachas la, b'tumi v'kati. So it's found by Tumi Kati, that's Tumi. Yeah.
Well, why do you have to come on to that? The Gemara said, Koshet Chalas Beper Adam, Mishalok, Shag, Lemzor, anything.
No, but what's the case?
Why can it be any vegetable that
makes it worse? So you found your case, then it makes it worse.
I mean, it has to be that it's...
Yeah. On a potato, you're not going to make a Shahakal raw, or maybe you don't even make any bracha, I'm saying. And you make Adama when it's you tell me it's not a machlokes, because he was telling you that it depends. If you cook something which is originally shahakal, then you make Adama. He's telling, no, I know it's a machlokes, tanayim. The tani yaitzin b'yokik, hashari yokik is like a ugadaka. It's like a cookie. Hashari, which is soaked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hashari umuvushal shalayin imuach, or it's cooked that it didn't lose its status, it didn't lose its form. Dibyameh, beisem yaitzim biyokik hashari, you yaitze matzah to buy a yokik which was soaked, avalayim umuvushal, but not cooked. Abishalayin imuach, even though it wasn't imuach. So you see, it's a machlaikis. It's a machlaikis if something is cooked, if it loses its tzur, or not. Remember, the kula hamashtakas machalayim by peadam. Makan lakam abiyaisi awesome, over there by matzah is different. El shirin ta matzah vilakam. By stamp cooking vegetables, even based on made that, it's considered you stay with a bar pedam. That you make like a Binyam Yefes, that what do you do? You make a, what did Binyam Yefes say? Shaka. Right. So he said, Toy boy Abzei. Abzei was very, very matmi in this. How could you be Madama, a Binyam Yefes, a Binyam Yefes? He was saying, Bashem Abyechim. And he's saying, Binyam Yefes, Shem Abyechim. Abchia Barabba died the Gomish Maitre Abyechim. Abchia Barabba was Madaik, and he was the Gomish Maitre Abyechim and Rabbi. Rabbi Yom Yefes like that. Rabbi Yom Yefes wasn't a diet from what he heard from his rabbi. Void. Rabbi Yom Yefes called Lassan Yom Mahadi Talmudei Kamed Rabbi Yechon Rabbi. He would repeat the learning in front of Rabbi Yechon Rabbi. Rabbi Yom Yefes like Mahadi. He didn't chazer. Void. Ba'amidei Ba'amidei. The Hutu Musa. The Shalki Lai Sheva Zimnin B'kdeya. They cooked it 7 times in a pot. V'alchi Lai B'kinuach Suda. They ate it for dessert. Also B'shal Rabbi Yechon Rabbi. Rabbi Yom Yefes Rabbi Yom Yefes. And he said, you make a bar peadam. So Abyechon himself said, you make a bar peadam. Vaidam mechir b'yabba. Ani he says, Abyechon and Shachas Zayin. V'nirich v'achol et chidu v'saif. Iyah, m'bishlai m'shlokes. V'mosayi kaimi. It stays in its form. V'tchila m'vach bar peadam. It's m'saib m'vach b'vach achon and shalosh. Al yah, m'shlokes la. M'mosayi kaimi. If you can tell m'shlokes, do not stay with this. M'bishlai m'tchila m'vach shak m'vach. M'saif ma'am m'vach.
What's the question? What am I going to make about? Now that it's not in its original form.
So you don't make alamichya. So what bracha am I going to make? Fine. He knocked them out with 4 or 5 reasons that why you pass like a binyan b'yefes to make a shahako. So then he told him that last nekuda is not a raya. Okay, we'll stop here.